USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Interest rate hikes down the road will be dependent on data. That's the message the Federal Reserve delivered as it released minutes from its July meeting. The Fed saying they're worried about elevated inflation becoming entrenched. If Americans question the Fed's determination to change course policy-wise, the United States remains engaged in talks with Iran to return to compliance with the Iran nuclear deal after former President Donald Trump pulled out of the deal in 2018. State Department spokesman Ned Price is defending U.S. involvement in the talks.
We are confident that a mutual return to compliance with the JCPOA remains the best and really the most effective means by which to once again verifiably and permanently constrain Iran's nuclear program.
USA Radio News.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
A stipulation in a teachers' union agreement has some people scratching their heads.
A Minneapolis teachers' union contract states white teachers will be laid off or reassigned before educators of color if a reduction in staff is initiated. This according to Alpha News. The Star Tribune reports the seniority-disrupting language in the policy is rare among school districts nationwide, and at least one constitutional law attorney has called the contract provision a violation of the Constitution and Civil Rights Act. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
The 9/11 Tribute Museum in New York City is set to close for good Wednesday due to crippling money problems. The museum opened in 2006, but visitation dropped off dramatically during the COVID-19 pandemic. It's now preparing to go fully online. USA Radio News.
I was 53, divorced, and ready to get back out there. I was unsure about dating sites, but I signed up for Silver Singles and quickly met Lily.
Mark and Lily rediscovered the romance they deserve on Silver Singles, the secure dating site for 50-plus singles who know what they want.
Lily's a lover of the great outdoors, like me, and we instantly connected over it.
If you're like Mark and want to rediscover that feeling, sign up today at silversingles.com/chat. That's silversingles.com/chat.
One state is taking action after President Biden signs a bill into law that means more folks will be getting audited by the IRS. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the story.
The state of Florida, always one step ahead of the federal government in D.C., is setting up plans now to combat the army of IRS agents hired by the Democrats to squeeze every penny out of hardworking Americans. The Florida CFO, Jimmy Petronas, says if these new agents step out of line in Florida, they will be met with the long arm of the law.
One, we're going to require all state chartered banks to report any type of IRS engagement. We're going to require licensure of all IRS agents as they enter into the state of Florida. And then there's going to be a fee that will be spun off from that license. That fee will go into a trust fund. That trust fund will then be a civil defense fund, or if it needs to be used for suits against the IRS for politically motivated targeting.
Google is demonstrating new robots that have artificial intelligence. The tech company saying the robots are currently being used to get snacks from the break room for Google employees. So far, the robots can only perform a few dozen simple tasks, but Google says they can interpret naturally spoken commands, weigh possible actions, and plan steps to achieve the task. Follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.